Welcome to Health Connections, the show about people, health, and policy. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, at the end of April, unemployment in the United States reached its highest rate since the Great Depression. 500,000 Tennesseans have filed for unemployment since the 15th of March. That, of course, has major financial implications, but it also tells us something about the environment for health insurance. That's because almost half of Americans receive their health coverage through their employer. When their jobs disappear, so too does that employer-provided insurance. Today on Health Connections, we focus on the recently unemployed and what options for health care benefits are available to them. I'm joined, as always, by Dr. Carol Myers of the University of Tennessee College of Nursing. Dr. Myers, a weighty topic for today.
Yes, and Brandon, we knew this was coming. Nevertheless, the April jobs report was quite a jolt. The unemployment rate went from 3.5% in February to 14.7% at the end of April. The number of employed Americans and the labor participation rates are the lowest since the early 1970s.
Well, those numbers are staggering. They have not been in those kinds of conditions, as you've talked about, in my lifetime. We're talking about comparisons now to the Great Depression, which was generations ago. The job losses are widespread. They're across many sectors of the economy, but we've also seen concentrations in some low-wage, low-income type jobs, hospitality and leisure, retail, the health sector, interestingly enough, as well. What options for healthcare coverage are available to people who are now having to confront this issue?
Good question, Brandon. There are a variety of options available, and some are better than others. What is available to individuals and families depends in large part on family size and income. And then a major consideration for unemployed workers is affordability.
Let's start our walk through the various options with one that many of our listeners have probably heard of at one point or another, COBRA. It's an acronym, so tell us, what does COBRA mean? And tell us who might benefit from it. Who is this most aligned with?
Okay. COBRA stands for the Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act. And as you've noted, it's a pre-Affordable Care Act law. So it's been around a long time. Basically, COBRA gives workers who are recently unemployed an option to continue employer-based coverage for a limited period of time, generally 18 to 36 months, after losing their coverage.
Which sounds great on paper, but there is a big catch, and that catch is affordability.
Exactly. Most workers reject this option because of cost. According to a 2019 study by the Kaiser Family Foundation, annual premiums for COBRA plans can be in the range of $20,000.
Let's take a look at plans that might be available on the Affordable Care Act marketplaces. We've heard a lot about these marketplaces over the last decade. They are aimed at individual customers who are not getting their insurance through employers. That's the group we're talking about today, people who have lost their jobs. Are these marketplace plans perhaps better options?
Yes, there's a but, which we'll talk about in a moment. But let's start by looking at the basics of marketplace plans. As part of the Affordable Care Act, the marketplace plans feature the Affordable Care Act minimum set of essential benefits. So you know that the coverage is relatively comprehensive. The marketplace plans also feature tiered pricing, and the pricing, of course, is based on the level of coverage. Plans that cover services at a higher level are going to cost more. Individuals who are eligible for market-based plans may qualify for premium tax credits and savings on deductibles, co-payments, and other out-of-pocket costs. So certainly that's an attraction. Now, the Affordable Care Act gives unemployed workers a chance to apply for marketplace plans during a special enrollment period that is 60 days from the date of job loss. The special enrollment period is available if you lose your job and your health plan, you have your hours reduced, the employer raises premiums, and the plan is no longer affordable, or the employer cuts back benefits to the point that they're no longer considered comprehensive. So the point there is there are several reasons which might apply to workers now that may lead them to being eligible for marketplace plans. Back to COBRA, though. If a person enrolls in COBRA and then decides, marketplace plan could be better, they can only switch to the marketplace plan if they do it within that 60-day window.
Let's talk a little bit about private plans, and these are differentiated from the plans that are offered through the ACA marketplaces. What can you tell us about private plans?
Well, first, it is an option for unemployed workers. They can move straight into the private insurance market. One thing to note, though, that many private plans are not ACA compliant. So what does that mean? It means, most importantly, that they do not include the ACA minimum set of essential benefits. So it's important to look at what's covered and what's not covered and match that with your current and anticipated needs. One type of private plan is a high deductible plan. High deductible plans are attractive because they have relatively low cost premiums, but it's because of the high deductibles. High deductible plans are a good option for those people that have a health savings account that they can use to pay for the out-of-pocket cost. There are two other kinds of private insurance plans that people might want to look at. These are called short-term plans and association plans. Importantly, these plans operate outside of the ACA requirements. So my advice is scrutinize these plans closely. They are often less expensive precisely because they cover less. For high deductible plans, short-term and association plans, I encourage everyone to carefully review the plan and be sure the plan covers a reasonable range of care that is particular to that individual and family.
Let's talk about Medicaid. Is this an option for some of the people in Tennessee who are out of work now?
Yes, Medicaid should be one of the options that are evaluated. For our listeners, Tennessee's Medicaid program is called TennCare. Medicaid eligibility is based on income and family size, like other options we've discussed. One of the things that's different about Medicaid is you can enroll in Medicaid at any time that you qualify. There's no special enrollment period. So that's kind of good. That 60-day window puts a lot of pressure on workers to make decisions if they've lost their coverage.
Well, there are some hurdles, though. What are those hurdles here in Tennessee?
Well, it gets back to Tennessee has not expanded Medicaid. This is a major barrier because the eligibility is narrower in Tennessee than other states because we haven't expanded. So you must have low individual and family income and either be pregnant, elderly, disabled, or the caretaker of a child to qualify. It's just harder for an adult to get TennCare in Tennessee because of the lack of expansion.
Okay, so we've talked about, of course, employer-based care, which the unemployed have lost. We talked about COBRA. We talked about ACA marketplace plans, private plans, Medicaid. Are there other options available?
Yes, there is one option, and that relates to the children of workers who have lost their health care coverage. Children may be eligible for CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Plan, which is called Cover Kids in Tennessee. And children may be eligible for CHIP even if their parents are not eligible for Medicaid. You can have a higher income and have your children qualify for CHIP than it takes for an adult to qualify for TennCare. So we always encourage families to look at this option.
Well, as is customary on Health Connections, we also like to include something about what our listeners can do. If we have people who are jobless right now and they're hearing what we're talking about going, okay, I want to learn more, what can they do?
Okay, I'll start with a comment that probably doesn't apply to a lot of folks that have lost their jobs. But if you have the option, start looking for coverage before your last day of work. But you find yourself in the situation that you're unemployed and you've lost your coverage. Gather the information you need to assess the options that we've discussed. You need to know individual and total household income, your Social Security number, having your pay stubs will help you, tax records, information about your employer-based coverage, and your number of dependents. When you apply for a marketplace plan, so we're looking specifically at marketplace plans, you can learn if you're eligible for Medicaid. Alternately, you can apply directly to Medicaid on the state's TennCare webpage. There are some advantages, mostly being time and being concerned about that 60-day window, to applying directly to Medicaid. Now, there also are some good resources for the marketplace plans at healthcare.gov, which is a federal website. It's a good source about the marketplace plans in our area. Complementing this, the Kaiser Family Foundation has a tool that you can use to estimate the cost of premiums of marketplace plans based on your family income and size. I've saved the best for last, Brandon. If there's a chance that you qualify for a marketplace plan and hopefully premium assistance and subsidies or Medicaid, you could use the Tennessee Healthcare Campaign Helpline, and they will help you with information and maybe enrollment assistance for marketplace plans, 10Care, and Cover Kids. So this is the number for this important Healthline. It is 1-844-644-5443. Now, I have to throw in another plug about something our listeners can do, all of our listeners. Longer term, citizens are encouraged to engage with their state legislators about a way forward for offering health care coverage to uninsured Tennesseans, including those that have been recently unemployed.
We'll have links, by the way, to the resources that Dr. Myers mentioned just a moment ago. The phone number again for the Tennessee Healthcare Campaign Helpline is 844-644-5443. And again, you can find out more at WUOT.org. Dr. Carol Myers, thanks again for joining us today on Health Connections.
My pleasure, Brandon. Thank you.